So, yeah, like Pastor Eva said, I'm Samantha. I go by Sammy. So, yeah, I'm the granddaughter of Mabel and Jim Lowe. If you didn't know that, my mom is Lynn, the youngest daughter, and my dad is Reverend David Nieta. And right now, he's currently not serving in a church, just finishing off his superintendency. And right now he's doing foundation work with the Pacific Northwest Conference, where we are at. So he was at Blaine Memorial United Methodist Church in Seattle, so that's where you got it from. So it's okay, close. So I lived there for 8 years, so from when a newborn to eight. So I'm a PK, a pastor's kid. I grew up in the church, went to Sunday school, ran around, you know, played with wheelchairs. I did all that. And then we moved to Vancouver, Washington, so that's 15 minutes away from Portland, so at the border. And it was, I mean, I love it down there. It's raining right now, which I'm kind of glad I got away from for a little bit, to be honest. And it's cold, but it's a great place to live. So this past year was really a year for me that I kind of like took my faith in my own hands and like what I did for the church and in the church, because I obviously like went to church every week being a PK and just everything, like I had my PK like responsibilities or whatever, but like, you know, I wasn't forced to do anything. And this year was the year that I decided to like really just, I don't know, help out a lot and just like share my voice. So I've been teaching Sunday school at my church since I was in sixth grade. I taught preschoolers. They're really fun. They're cute. When they get the right answer, you always clap. Or this kid I used to have, he used to answer Jesus for every answer, which was right like 50% of the time, so it was kind of funny. Anyways, so in May of this year, I went to a conference called Convo, which is for youth, and it's for a whole district for the Pacific Northwest. And that just really opened my eyes up to what youth could do in the church. And it was a youth-led conference, so it was a youth leading and adults supporting, which I thought that was so cool. Instead of having the adults lead and youth help out, youth were in charge of small groups that we each had that were by our ages. And they also gave testimonies, which were really impactful to everybody in the room, which were all youth and around 250 of them. This really just like inspired me to join the team that created Convo. So it's called Conference Council of Youth Ministry, or CCOYM for short. And I bet you guys have one in your conference too if you want to join, which I would totally recommend. I love my team right now, and I'm actually going to be Convo Chair next year, so I'm super excited about that. So after Convo hit, and I just had a great time, I met new people, I went to annual conference, which is, okay, so the United States, right, it's split into different jurisdictions. So we're in the western jurisdiction because we're on the west coast, obviously. And with that, there's different conferences. So you guys are in the CalPAC conference. And then since I live in Washington, I am in the Pacific Northwest conference. I applied to be a youth delegate, so a voting youth delegate. So I got the same rights, I guess, as lady members, which are like people that are not pastors but like still go to the like to annual conference to vote and everything. So I have the same right as them, but as a youth and at a district level. So within our conference, yeah, there's different districts. So I'm from Vancouver district because I live in Vancouver. So I got I applied and got selected from the Vancouver district to be a youth representation for the youth from our district, I guess. So this experience was pretty cool. I just really, it was fun to see like what's behind the scenes of the church and how decisions are made. I thought it was really cool that I got a voice and I got a vote for decisions that were being made. So I got to impact what was happening in the church, even though I'm not 18, I'm not an adult, I'm still a youth. We had around 25 youth attend this, to attend annual conference, and we all just hung out together, and everybody had like their different positions, either as a youth delegate or a page, which is somebody just that helps out and gets to sit through everything but does not vote. We had a lot of fun playing card games, getting frozen yogurt, swimming, and just like hanging out with each other. And that built a lot of cool relationships for me and that I still have today. That also led, so I met some people at annual conference in Convo, and I go to summer camp every year in Ellensburg, Washington, which is in central Washington, literally like in the desert. I kid you not, it's 15 minutes, or not 15, like 30 minutes away from the freeway. It has no service, so like you have your phone and you can't do anything on it. So it's like, it's way out there. But I love it. I spent 3 weeks, oh gosh, I spent 3 weeks out there this year. I did leader in training camp, which was for like a junior counselor, because you can't be a counselor till you're 18. So this is the way I could be like a junior counselor and help out with everybody. So I did that for a week. I got really close with my group because there's only four of us. I was the only girl, which was okay. I still had a great time. And then I junior counseled for elementary camp, which I had the third graders, the youngest group. And they were so much fun, but they were really tiring. And when they went to bed at 8:30, that was the best. So appreciated that. And then I went back for senior high camp, which I go every year, and that was just an amazing experience. Every single year I go, there's like a cross at the top of the hill, and we always hike there and just get to like see the stars and stuff, because we go so late at night, and it's just, it's great to see, and you just really get to like connect and bond with everybody, also because you can't use your phone, so you're stuck with each other all week. It's okay, it's fine. So these are the experiences I had this year and what I did, and I know that these experiences will help me with my faith journey, and I just hope and continue that I learn and get more opportunities to grow. So I just want to encourage everyone that you should get yourself involved either more in this church or at a conference level, because especially youth, our voices are going to be heard and should be heard. And don't be afraid just because you're not an adult yet. So I just really encourage everyone, and adults even, to just share your voices and help out, because we will help change the church. Thank you.